30-hour world record attempt. Hour 20.
Yes.
Yay.
That's 10 hours left.
That's two-thirds of the
That's
way through.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
Or at least by the time we get to the end of this hour.
Yeah.
Right, do you want to recap on schools?
Yeah.
Right, the schools... Would you like to recap, Fred, as you're the answer?
I've not a clue what the scores are.
Right, the schools
I've
as
got...
they stand are... I have one, Zoe has three, and Johnny has two.
Right. What are we playing to?
We're playing,
six.
Playing to six.
Okay.
A odd number, but let's go.
Yeah.
And then an even number.
Should we play to five? Because
yeah.
I only said six because Fred already had five.
Yeah, and you wanted to win.
And at some point, I do need to get home because at the moment, I need to disable all my alarm clocks so they don't wake the rest of my family up in the morning.
I suggest using
they
a
go
cricket
off at
bat.
Six.
That usually disables most of them.
So, in other words, I need to be away from here by 5:15 at the latest, but preferably earlier.
Right.
We're playing Cards Against Humanity, by the way. Because I thought I'd mention this because we're on a new hour, and if anyone's listening to it,
podcast.
Yeah, on the podcast.
There
you go.
We are playing Cards Against Humanity,
and I'm saying a load of things I never thought I'd ever say before.
I think we're probably going to do this probably till five because we're going to make the most of our sweary time.
Yeah,
and then this kind of gets it all out of our systems. I think.
Indeed.
I do not know with what weapons World War III will be fought with. But World War IV will be fought with blank. Dear God, I can't imagine what we come up with for this.
I hate when you have to apologise to people before they realise that. I'm really sorry.
You don't have to apologise. Never apologise for art.
You sort of have to apologise for making me read some of these things, I think.
Hey, it's getting light outside.
Hooray!
Yay.
Oh, good. Sorry, Fred.
That's good, because when I was driving in, it was in the dark on country roads. I didn't like it that much.
No.
I got on the 417 instead, the dual carriageway.
What if there are owls?
I think Tom Clark's fallen asleep in the office next door, bless him.
Let's all laugh really loud.
No. It's because he's been working really bloody hard.
Right then. I do not know with what weapons World War III will be fought with, but World War IV, I think that's four, it's in Roman numerals yes. Anyway, will be fought with women's suffrage. Right, okay. I do not know with what weapons World War III will be fought with, but World War IV will be fought with saxophone solos. Well, that'll really scare the Germans. That's assuming that World War IV is against the Germans. Probably will be. World War III seems like it's going to be against the Germans.
No.
Greece against the Germans, I think. That's what I'm going with.
You know, John Travolta has a good chance, but I think that, you know... Heinrich Himmler really pulled it back at the last second.
World War IV will be fought with... Soup that is too hot.
That's a feasible weapon there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you going to go for?
Saxophone solos are actually quite good. You can't fight a war with them. I mean, they're the sorts of things that you have in love songs, so they're not really war material.
I didn't have a fist bump, by the way. And you might, no one noticed, but I was like, yeah, no, that's fine.
So I'm going to go with soup that is too hot.
Thank you very much, Fred.
You can take
that. Is my weapon of choice. No soup for you. Okay. Another card for the next round. Well, you know, I'll go for this one. All the cards are face up. That's not the way it should really be, but there we go.
The next category, what are my parents hiding from me? Dread to think where this one will go. I dread to think where most of them will go.
I'm really torn.
That's not a thing to say in the air.
We have three answers. Which one should I go with first? I'll go with that one first. What are my parents hiding from me? Pictures of boobs.
That's probably true.
Okay. What are my parents hiding from me? It can't get worse than that, surely. No, it can. Genital piercings. What are my parents hiding from me? A sausage festival.
All of them extremely sexual. So, Fred, what are your parents hiding from you?
Right, that one, that's a little bit too far, that one. The piercings one, that's too far. Mind you, that does mean it's between a sausage festival and pictures of boobs.
Oh, I think.
Yeah. That's the dilemma we face as a race.
What do I fancy today? A sausage fest or a picture of boobs?
But when you word it like that, the easy answer is pictures of boobs.
Is that
who
the,
was that?
That was me.
Sausage magazine.
Always going for pictures of boobs, man. I see. So, the scores are me on 3, Johnny on 2, and Zoe on 3.
Can't pronounce that, not going to go for that one.
So, it's anyone's game.
Right, Fred.
Yeah, sort of.
What's wrong?
Scar, Fred.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this not as a fun game as you originally thought?
I am
now
loving this.
It's lots of fun.
Right, next category. You've got to pick 2 for this one.
Ooh. So everyone has to pick another card before they do this.
Oh, okay.
Part of the rules. Okay. Everyone ready?
When I was tripping on acid, blank turned into blank.
This is the best thing ever.
Hearing some of the answers, I fear.
I want to clip this out when Fred reads this. Okay. And just have it as my phone alert if Fred should ever decide to get in contact with me.
Okay.
Can you read the question again, please, Fred?
When I was tripping on acid, blank turned into blank.
No, okay, this is brilliant. If I do say so myself.
I feel like you'll have to tell me when you've set it as your alert thing, and then I'll just have to text you or something just to hear it actually work.
Yeah.
Everything you say is recorded and it can be turned into a Fred Hart soundbite.
There are lots of them on the system anyway, or at least there were when we left last year. Most of them were me saying France, Germany, Belgium, what else was it? Nigeria? Or was it Ghana? Or
it was Nigeria.
Some little African country. But
Rwanda!
Yeah, that's the one.
Rwanda, yeah, that was it. Rwanda.
And then it was yes and no and have you broken the studio again,
and
Dan?
Rwanda! Rwanda!
Rwanda!
Rwanda!
When I was tripping on acid, my sails turned into, I don't know how to pronounce that.
Pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl eggs. How does that work?
Tripping on acid.
Yeah, I didn't have many.
Acid does weird stuff. But anyway.
It really does. Don't do it, kids.
Don't do drugs.
When I was tripping on acid, Lady Gaga turned into I'm not sure if I can bring myself to say this. Penis envy.
I'm going to apologise in advance for this.
Well, this is
I think there's a show called
There is. Yeah. There's literally a poster for it up there. Sorry, Fred.
When I was tripping on acid, getting naked and watching Nickelodeon turned into jerking off into a pool of children's tears. That is so wrong that it's so wrong that it's funny. I'm going to go for the south turned into pterodactyl eggs, though.
That
doesn't
seem like that. Yeah. Well, I guess that evens out the scores. Everyone now has 3.
I was robbed in that round.
We both were.
Yes. You and your penis envy me and my jerking off into a kitty for tears.
Kitty fool.
There might be another opportunity when you get the perfect answer.
Well, I hope so.
Righty.
Right then. Next category. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's blank.
It's the one I've just put That was really good.
I'm really torn.
You say that every round.
I know, but they're all really good.
There are some good cards.
There are lots of good cards.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's a brave child. That's just wrong.
That's dark.
I will read that just in case the listener didn't catch it when I started to laugh. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's a brain tumour. Just thought I had to get that one out there. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's peeing a little bit.
Yourself, Fred.
I will eventually. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's tasteful side boob. No, gotta go with the brain tumour for that one.
Right, who's got a brain tumour? Yeah,
Johnny.
I don't understand your scoring system, Fred, because sometimes you choose the most offensive one and sometimes you choose the least offensive one, and it just makes no sense.
Well,
and it's really frustrating.
The most offensive one isn't that offensive to me.
I think that that's
pretty... But sometimes the most offensive ones are ones that I think just cross the line. And to me, sexual stuff crosses the line.
But Nazis
are fine, but
right.
Other stuff isn't.
Okay. So, Fred...
Oh dear, this could be a racist one.
Oh, it could be.
Brilliant.
Right.
I think Fred's lost it.
I have.
Fred's gone.
Fred.
Come back to
what
Fred.
Don't you want to find in your Chinese food? Of course, it will only be racist if a certain suitable answer turns up.
Well, everything's racist when that turns up.
What was it again?
I didn't have massively great cards.
What was the...
It was, yeah. What don't you want to find in your Chinese food?
Oh, actually, I had a perfect card for that, but I've already played the other one. Darn it.
Yes, you should have played that.
Oh, you still can. I haven't seen the answer yet.
No. Once it's played, it's down.
Yeah,
right, what don't you want to find in your Chinese food? Lactation. What don't you want to find in your Chinese food? Roofies.
That's true. Now, bearing in mind what you said before the round.
And what don't you want to find in your Chinese food? The KKK. That one wins.
That is me. Thank you very much.
Not going to even say anything about that.
You're never going to find the KKK in your chocolate. Well, you know, you never know. It could be hiding in there. The other card that I could have played was Salty Surprise, and I never got down to doing it.
I'm very disappointed in you, Dad.
I'm sorry, it's late.
Or early.
One of the two.
Blank, kid tested, mother approved. I'm not going to make any more comments.
Oh, okay. I've got one.
This one is very dark.
Right, then. Oh, dear. I fear for whoever put this one down. Mind you, it could get worse. Doing it in the butt. Kid tested. That's approved.
Oh dear.
Compose yourself, Fred.
That could be the least worst option. A fetus, kid tested, mother approved.
Hey, well, I just had to play something.
Sharing needles, kid tested, mother approved. References to that sort of stuff can go.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame.
In terms of which one's the funniest, I'm going to go for doing it in the butt.
That's the correct answer.
That's my fifth then.
Yay!
So Johnny wins that.
Yay!
The final score is Johnny 5, Dan 4, and Zoe 3.
Right.
One more round. Johnny, you want the how the cards are?
Yeah.
They're all the black cards.
Thank you. Hang on, where's the ones, the black ones that have been done with?
So we're running out of white cards now.
There's...
If you hold those, those are the...
Where are the black ones going?
You're holding on to them.
Okay.
You're reading them out.
I mean, these are the ones we used already.
I have to say, this is the most entertaining thing I've done all day.
Put in the pile next to the white ones.
Even though we're only 4 hours into the new day, still the most interesting thing I've done all day.
Right. Round three.
If you've just tuned in, by the way, at random, we are playing. I've forgotten the game.
Cards Against Humanity.
I think Tom's just woken up, or he's just moved.
Tom come for a round?
Or he has come and chat himself, but there you go.
Finally. Tom Clark. Clean up on aisle three. Tom Clark. Clean up on aisle three.
No, you have to go, Mr. Clark. Clean up on aisle three, Mr. Clark.
Mr. Clark. Clean up on aisle three, Mr. Clark.
But Mr. Skinner.
Mr. Skinner. Morning angle.
Right.
Let me go and see if Tom, because I've got my card. So you can see your card out, let me go and ask Tom.
As long as he hasn't accidentally died during the night.
he's up. If he's dead, then we're all screwed. Right.
9,
this
10.
Chair makes really odd noises.
He's
good.
He's all good. Cool.
Okay. Right. So you pick your 10. Well, you've got your 10.
I've got my 10. I've not looked at you yet.
I've not got my 10. I can't reach from here.
Would you like me to give you your 10?
Yeah, if you could.
All right.
Might have my other sandwich in a bit.
6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. There we go, Fred.
Hurrah!
Cool.
Right. Johnny, if you'd like to read the first.
Cool. So the first thing I've got is next from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter, the Chamber, Next from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Blank.
Go.
There's my answer.
I'm just going to get rid of my shit card because I don't want it anymore.
That's a fine strategy.
Okay. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Balls.
It sounds like a fun house. Like a kid's fun.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Spontaneous Human Combustion.
That doesn't sound very
would
fun.
Be done in a chamber, of course.
Of course.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Hulk Hogan.
I told you I was getting rid of a shitty card.
I don't know, I like Hulk Hogan, to be fair.
Really?
Yeah, genuinely. Really?
I don't know what that
means. Well, they're not. Either that or that.
Johnny.
What?
Go for spontaneous human
combustion. Okay, that one.
That's
then.
That's fucking hilarious.
Was that your one?
That's my one. Thank you.
Ta-da!
The Chamber of Spontaneous Human Combustion. Coming soon to bookstores near you.
Okay, next one, please, is... I drink to forget blank.
Again, I'm going to get rid of a shitty card.
There's my answer. I need to pick up a new card then.
Yes, you do.
Just chuck one over to me after each round.
I will do.
I drink to forget Michael Jackson. Oof. I drink to forget repression. I drink to forget Tom Cruise. I'd say Michael Jackson.
That was me.
I just went for the ironic version. I drinking to forget repression.
What's the next superhero / sidekick duo?
Pick two.
Oh, this is pick two.
Pick two, yeah. Okay.
So pick up another one, everyone.
Gotta be this one.
You gotta do two though.
Have I? Oh right.
Yeah, do you want that one back?
Yeah.
So the next superhero duo.
The blank, blah blah blah, and their sidekick.
Yeah.
I don't really care which way round my ones go.
Okay.
It doesn't really make sense, but it's the thing. Well, I think the two cards go together, that's all I'm saying on it. Tom had any idea what was being broadcast out of his radio station.
He does, he's awake.
Right. So the next superhero / psychic duo is Explosions and Kamikaze Pilots. The next superhero / psychic duo is Sean Connery and Robert Downey Jr.
That could work. But, you know, in a casting sense.
The next superhero side duo is The Rapture and The Token Minority.
You see, I would have gone with that one for that.
I'd say Robert Downey Jr. and the other one.
And Sean
that
Connery.
Was me.
Right. Christopher gets a point.
I should have had this one.
We're running out of the good answers now, aren't we?
I've got some good answers here. I think. Depends what questions come up.
That one.
I can see feet at the door.
If only I'd have got that, then that would have been the best.
What gives me uncontrollable gas? Thank you.
There you go.
I'm right now, not perhaps.
The hard-working Mexican gives me uncontrollable gas. What gives me uncontrollable gas? Horse meat. What gives me uncontrollable gas? A zesty breakfast burrito.
That one is pretty true.
Yeah, spot on.
I say burrito.
Yes! That's mine. Okay.
Prepare for new Pepsi Max.
Right, make a haiku.
Oh no.
It's draw two, pick three.
Right, okay, so we draw
two cards.
So Fred needs another two.
Yeah. I've only got nine cards anyway, so I probably need...
I don't think we're actually going to be able to make a haiku. But it's just going to have to be, like, artsy.
Hang on. How many syllables is a haiku? Is it 5-5?
5-7-5.
5-7-5.
You're not going to be able to do it with these
right,
cards, I reckon.
I'm not going
to
do that, but... Oh, no.
Oh, my phone's running out of batteries. Plink.
Most of these don't actually fit the number of syllables you need for it, but anyway.
This is not a haiku at all, but this is just my three favourite things in this entire world, so they
okay.
I want to make this into an official poem.
Two of them sort of make a haiku.
We can make a haiku between us.
Take my poem!
Yay, okay.
The first haiku is...
Raptor attacks... Binging and purging. Same sex dancing.
Deep.
Oh, hang on. I've got to do it that way around, haven't I? Incest. Famine. Leprosy.
It's very straight to the point, haiku.
It is.
Incest. Famine.
Leprosy.
The heart of a child. The blood of Christ. Bling. Yeah, I'll go for that one.
That was fine.
That's amazing.
Thank you very much.
I've only got 8 cards.
Okay, pick 2.
Oh, pick
3.
Wait, are we drawing 2? Or are we just picking 2?
We're drawing 1, picking 2.
Drawing 1, picking 2.
Right, blank is a slippery slope that leads to blank. Repeat the question twice like they do on blankety blank. Blank is a slippery slope that leads to blank.
So, first card on the top, yeah? So, like that.
Yeah.
That's the first card.
Okay.
These are my two.
Number one's though.
Excuse me.
I ripped it, so I hope I'm not breaking anything. It's laughing too much, that's fine.
Drinking alone is a slippery slope that leads to wearing underwear outside to avoid doing laundry.
You read that wrong, Johnny.
Wearing underwear inside out to avoid doing laundry.
That is true. I've been down that slippery slope. I don't like to talk about it, so I won't.
A sad hand job is a slippery slope that leads to mouth herpes. My soul is a slippery slope that leads to the dance of the sugar plum fairy.
Is Fred alright? Are you alright?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think. Something that sort of loosely fit together.
I'll go for the hand job one.
That was me.
Me.
Yeah, a sad hand job for everyone out there. Definitely is a slippery slope that leads to mouth herpes. So always smile when you're cranking that meat.
What's the next Happy Meal toy?
What, Fred, you spoke all over that.
So what's the next Happy Meal toy?
That's my answer.
You know, I'm going to go with that. I can see that making a kid very happy. And another kid very unhappy.
Natural selection is the next Happy Meal toy.
Oh, damn, I just got that one. And oh, no.
If any card falls, pick it up.
What's the next Happy Meal toy? A super soaker full of cat pee. What's the next Happy Meal toy? A micro pig wearing a tiny raincoat and booties.
Aww.
Hmm. I think that one.
Which one?
It's not mine.
Which one's that?
Micro pig.
Oh, that's me.
Oh. How many's Fred on?
Three now.
Three.
How many have you got?
I got two.
Frank, Fred, pull the head.
And Dan's on two as well.
Yep. So, what is our next round?
During his childhood, Salvador Dali produced hundreds of paintings of what?
I've got to keep that. Now that's a weird one.
I don't think that makes sense, what I've just picked, but don't know what it means, but...
I wish I had that one.
Oh, that's true. That's actually true.
Flightless Birds. So, yeah, produced anticipating to Flightless Birds. During his childhood, Salvador Dali produced hundreds of lumberjack fantasies. Salvador Dali produced hundreds of paintings of panda sex. Panda sex.
Yes!
So you went for lumberjack fantasies?
No, yeah. I was going to say, don't assume that lumberjack fantasies was mine.
I'm sorry, but I always assume that lumberjack fantasies are yours.
I would do a lumberjack.
Yeah. Definitely.
When Pharaoh remained unmoved, Moses called down a plague of...
If that was ever a perfect time to use this card.
I don't
want to
save that one. Johnny, are you tired?
I've not got anything that fits for this one.
Plague,
but I hope this one will work anyway.
Well, that is a plague and a half.
Yeah, tell it to Libby.
When Pharaoh remained unmoved, Moses called down a plague of Darth Vader.
Just Darth Vader.
A plague of one Darth Vader.
Moses called down a plague of the gays.
Westboro Baptist Church, if you're listening, give us a like on our Facebook page.
Moses called down a plague of vigorous jazz hands. the gays.
I got the gays there.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm always going to go for the most un-PC option every time.
I've somehow managed to only get six calls. I'll chuck some more over.
Oh, Fred, what are you doing? Come on.
Well, it's because I can't reach over there.
Just ask. Come on, Fred, you got a mouth, use it.
What did I bring back from...
That's what I said to all the Freds.
What did I bring back from Mexico?
The card is pulled. That was a miracle. There you go.
I really wish I'd have seen that one.
Which one? Wonderful. I wish you played that. I really do, Fred.
Actually, I played something even worse, I think.
What did I bring back from Mexico? A lifetime of sadness.
Aww.
What did I bring back from Mexico? Edible underpants. What did I bring back from Mexico? Hurricane Katrina.
Wow. You know, they say always
bring... Yeah, that was worse, Fred.
They say always bring the weather with you, but that's a bit far.
I'm going to go for that one.
That was me.
How many have you got, Fred?
Wins.
Nobody
should give. That'll be four now.
Okay.
How much has everyone else got?
I have got three. Fred's on four.
I've got three.
So Fred's ahead. That should be legal.
Alternative medicine is now embracing the curative powers of.
Another white card. I can't believe I've just played one that I just played. It would be really wrong to have used that.
Alternative medicine is now embracing the curative powers of wet dreams. Alternative medicine is now embracing the curative powers of Stalin. Alternative medicine is now embracing the curative powers of man meat.
Tom Clark having a giggle there in the background.
Wet dreams, I think.
Oh, that was mine!
Yeah?
Yes, thank you.
So he's on four, Fred is on four, and I am behind.
Thank you.
We're almost game, set, and match, yeah? I'm going to try and put it back.
Okay. In Michael Jackson's final moments, he thought about...
No!
This one definitely fits. It's the most politically incorrect thing I've ever done, but anyway...
In Michael Jackson's final moments, he thought about African children.
Remember, you can donate to...
Later. In Michael Jackson's final moments, he thought about whipping it out. In Michael Jackson's final final moments, he thought about poor life choices.
It's all gone serious.
They're all quite close to each other.
Oh.
Those two mainly, though. Whipping it out, I think. Yeah.
So Zoe has won.
I win.
Here you go. Yay!
Thank you very much.
Very good. So that concludes the third round. Of Cards Against Humanity.
We probably have enough time to do. Yeah,
I reckon. It's only 25 to.
Then we've all had a go.
Yeah.
Here you go.
So Zoe is now the cards off.
I will put that back there.
Technically, this is a whole round. Those are all legs.
Yes.
For the record, I put in the African children one for the last round.
For the record, you put in the African children. That's a bad thing to say, man.
Okay, let's mix everything back in because
that's the done cards.
Challenging to because those ones we haven't played with in the last round, have we? So
it's a big podcast, by the way, and you probably know this, but hey, here we are.
Time actually passes quicker while we're doing this.
Dan, would you like to do some?
Yes, it is nearly 5 o'clock in the morning.
Handing out.
What kind of words are those?
Handing out.
We are playing and adding Cards Against Humanity. And there we go. By the way, if you do want to, if you're listening by any chance, if you want to donate to us because we deserve some donations, all you have to do is go to facebook.com/SGPod. Big podcast, so SG Big Podcast. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to our website soundgorillas.co.uk/thebigpodcast. Go to toneradio.co.uk to find out any more of the text messages and email addresses that you might wish to get in touch with us on. So there you go. In the studio, we have got Fred Hart.
Hooray!
Dan State.
Hello.
And of course, Zoe Fowl.
Hiya!
Hello. So yeah, we're all still here. We've all been here since 9 o'clock. Now it's yesterday morning, so
yep.
Yeah, that's what's been going on.
Well, I'm not going to lie, I did go home for a brief period.
Yeah.
But
you came back.
I fear that some of the things I said tonight might be played in public.
Yeah.
They might make it to the rap rooms, for example.
That's called tonopricophobia.
Right, Dan State, please could you award 10 white cards to Fred, yourself and Johnny, please? Thank you.
I really want a donut.
Congratulations, you've won 10 white cards. Fred Hall.
Thank you.
Boo, boo, boo.
Thank you.
That was fun.
Okay. So, you need to pick two.
Right.
In M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Bruce Willis discovers that blank had really been blank all along. That's in M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Bruce Willis discovers that blank had really been blank all along. Pick two. Do-do-do. Do-do-do. Lots of really heavy concentration going on in here. Are you moaning about your cards,
Dan? Is it the first one that goes on top?
So, whatever's on top facing me, I'll read first.
Okay.
Feel free to mix and match them up, Dan, within the within the three, so I don't know who's who's. Right, you done? Right. In M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Bruce Willis discovers that Vikings had really been jerking off into a pool of children's tears all along. That's wonderful. In M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Bruce Willis discovers that God had really been concealing a boner all along. And finally, in M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Bruce Willis discovers that roofies had really been a brain tumour all along. Oh, you people are sick. Oh, God or Vikings? Oh, I'm going to have to go with, in M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Bruce Willis discovers that God had really been concealing a boner all along.
Hooray!
Oh, no. Disappointed me, Fred. So that's Fred. So if everyone would like to pick a new card. Oh, if you haven't done so far. Okay. Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What did Vin Diesel eat for dinner? That's what did Vin Diesel eat for dinner? Thank you, Dan. State. Right. What did Vin Diesel eat for dinner? Sperm whales. What did Vin Diesel eat for dinner? Poor people. What did Vin Diesel eat for dinner? Multiple stab wounds. That doesn't even make sense. It's going to have to be poor people.
Hooray!
Oh, Fred, you are killing this round. There's a card for you, young Fred. Fred is pulling
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
You know there's late night poker tournaments.
Yeah. I would watch this.
You're not even looking at it.
I would fully watch this.
You can't see people's hands.
No. Okay.
I should put this on channel 4.
Yeah. E4. How did I lose my virginity? Tell me, gentlemen, how did I lose my virginity? Am I going to punch it? It's fine. It's all right. It's fine. Okay. How did I lose my virginity? Women's suffrage. How did I lose my virginity? Getting naked and watching Nickelodeon. And finally, how did I lose my virginity? A defective condom. Say getting naked and watching Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Yay.
There's that one for you, Johnny. Congratulations.
Go.
Okay. It's a pity that kids these days are all getting involved with blank. That kids these days are all getting involved with blank. It's like blankety blank for the new age, and I love it. Thank you, Dan Stay.
It's a real
two answers are locked in. Jonathan Robinson,
mm-hmm.
You've got a sandwich in one hand. Get on with it.
One hand in my pocket.
And the other one's giving a high five. Thank you very much. So, It's a pity that kids these days are all getting involved with pictures of boobs. It's a pity that kids these days are all getting involved with ethnic cleansing. It's a pity that kids these days are all getting involved with copping a feel. Would have helped if I'd actually said that properly. Copping a feel. They're all very good. But it is a real pity that they're all getting involved with ethnic cleansing. Is that was your... Of course it was,
Dan. A couple of cards. There you go. I've only got 8 here.
Can someone pass Fred some cards? Thank you.
I'm fine, thank God, I think.
Okay, so we've established how I lost my virginity, but what ended my last relationship?
Oh,
what ended my last relationship?
Oh, oh, God. Literally.
Am I going to have to elbow drop you, Dan?
Card you've already played.
Okay. I have a feeling I don't know what your card is. And I hope it's not. Actually, there's so many bad cards it could be. Right, okay. What ended my last relationship? RoboCop. Fair enough. What ended my last relationship? The devil himself. I'm sorry, Satan. I just like him too much. What ended my last relationship? Queefing. I've got to give it to Queefing.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
Thank you.
Oh, my days.
I'm on 2. Johnny's on
1.
Yeah, Johnny's on 1. Fred's on 2. Dan's on 2. Blank. Good to the last drop. That's blank. Good to the last drop.
That's the word, isn't it?
Thank you.
Chuck me over another card at the same time.
You're right, Johnny.
Yeah.
So, electricity. Good to the last drop. A sausage festival. Good to the last drop. Do you like me one of those? Civilian casualties. Good to the last drop. That's really funny. That's genuinely hilarious. So it's going to have to be civilian casualties.
Right.
Oh, Fred, you sicken me, but that was really funny. There you go. I think Fred's going to buy his own set of Cards Against Humanity cards.
Yeah.
Okay. What are my parents hiding from me? What is it that my parents are hiding from me whilst I'm away here?
My answer down. Doesn't make sense, but that's not the point.
Is that all three answers?
Yeah. Chuck me over another card. Cool. At the same time.
What are my parents hiding from me? Harry Potter erotica. What are my parents hiding from me? Emotions. That's dark. What are my parents hiding from me? Teenage pregnancy. I'm going to give it to Harry Potter erotica. Congratulations, Dan. There you go. So, Dan's on 3. Fred's on 3. Johnny's on 1. Pull your finger out.
I am. It's stuck in my ear at the moment. I've got a thing going on.
You're right. There we go. Okay. New fad diet. I would like to shed a few pounds for the summer. What is the new fad diet that I should be following? one state's answer has been locked.
I'll lose.
It doesn't have. That's the thing, you know. Sometimes you just have to lose a crappy card. Oh, thank you. I need to put my phone back in my pocket. So, what's the new fad diet? Embryonic stem cells. What's the new fad diet? Soup that is too hot. What's the new fad diet? Cuddling. Ah, I can get on board with that one. I think genuinely the new fad diet would be soup that's too hot.
Thank you.
Simply because it's cheap, you just make it hot.
You call it a habit because it's too hot.
Yeah, it's too hot. There you go.
Easy.
Drop it.
Like it's hot, yeah.
It's hot.
In 1,000 years, when paper money is a distant memory, how will we pay for goods and services? Oh, so Dan's on four. So if Dan wins this, Dan wins.
I need one more.
Over another one at the same time.
Okay.
Please.
Please.
Yeah. Don't use your manners. It might be
half
full.
Thank you.
10 to 5, actually.
Wow.
So, in 1,000 years, when paper money is a distant memory, how will we pay for goods and services? A homoerotic volleyball montage. In 1,000 years, when paper money is a distant memory, how will we pay for goods and services? Bitches. In 1,000 years, when paper money is a distant memory, how will we pay for goods and services? Laying an egg. I've got to give it to laying an egg.
Yay.
Oh, was that yours?
Yeah.
I really... That was funny. Bitches was a very close second, though.
Hooray!
Of course yours was bitches, Fred. Of course it was.
Yeah. Thank you.
Back in time to convince people that I am a powerful wizard. Oh, I'm a time traveller. But what will I bring back in time to convince people that I am a powerful wizard? Or maybe I'm not a powerful wizard, but I'm just tricking people into thinking that I am.
Yeah.
I think it's probably that.
I'm going to lose a rubbish one.
Risky when Dan states on four.
Yeah, but I've not got any good
Fair enough. Thank you, Johnny. What will I bring back in time to convince people that I am a powerful wizard? Cards Against Humanity. Ooh, so meta. What will I bring back in time to convince people that I'm a powerful wizard? Nickelback. What will I bring back in time to convince people that I am a powerful wizard? Nicolas Cage. They're all really good answers. This is the problem. I would bring back Nicolas Cage.
Thank you very much.
There you go. We have a winner, everybody. There you go, Dan State. You win. Yes. And so concludes Cards Against Humanity.
Yep.
All 2 hours of it.
Thank you very much.
I feel that that was an extremely... wonderful way to spend our last 2 hours of swearing time.
Yeah.
That 2 hours flew by.
Because we were having fun.
Yeah.
That's why.
Even me.
Even you, Fred.
I just hope the people listening actually were quite entertained by it.
Yeah.
Rather than entertaining us.
We didn't have to take our clothes off to have a good time.
We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time. No.
I need to get all this
card
back onto a
pack.
I'm
yes. That one and those ones.
Johnny, would you like to play Ident 14?
Ident 14?
It's very specific, but I'm worried.
We're on hour 21 next, aren't we, as well?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Just don't lose count.
I'll play that after you've done the album. Or if it would be suitable.
Well, I was going to say, we've still got like 5 minutes. Yeah. I don't know if my watch is fast compared to that one.
I don't what, sorry?
14. 1-4, I believe.
Yep. I think that it's nearly 24 hours since I got up.
Yeah, thanks, Fred. Same here. Nobody else is talking. I'm just chuntering away.
Sorry.
To that's all right. That's all right. You all right?
Yeah, yeah. I've.
Are you
sure? Yeah, my ear had lots of horribleness in it.
Oh.
I think it's because of how long I've had the headphones on. So, yes.
Well, if you want to wave them off, have them off for a bit, then that's fine.
Yeah, might do that for a bit.
Makes sense.
Might stand up for a bit as well.
That card, why was that never introduced?
That's a real shame.
Dropping a chandelier on your enemies and blowing...
I also really liked that card. Exactly what you'd expect. Simple, but really effective.
It is, because it just kills a joke straight up. And that one as well. I can't really tell you what's on that card, but...
Yeah. Absolutely.
You might want these back as well.
Oh, thank you very much, Fred.
If anyone takes cards away from me, tell me now.
No, it's fine. Fred, are you going to be popping off in a bit?
Yeah.
Have you had a nice time?
I have, yes.
Thank you for coming and seeing us.
It's gone by too quickly.
Ah.
Seems wrong that I have to leave you here to get on with it. Although I might come back later in the day, just to see you finish. Depends whether I get in any sleep.
That's fine.
The show this morning.
You do.
I have just realised, actually, that my weekday alarm clock hasn't been disabled yet. So not only are my parents going to get my 6 o'clock alarm clock, they'll also get my 5:30 one. But it'll take about half an hour to get home.
Pull them.
But that shouldn't be a problem.
I genuinely mean that. As in, pull them.
It wakes them up every day anyway.
Where is the rubber band?
I don't know. Oh, there's that.
In fact, I think I will come back after.
You sure you're right, Johnny?
To see you finish.
Huh?
Sure you're right.
Yeah, all good. I was just plugging the bits.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, Tom Clark. Oh, it's got a bit yawned. Now we put Cards Against Humanity away.
Yeah, it's really weird. Everything's awake.
Yeah.
And I will try not to fall asleep.
Just like us.
No, don't try not. Just don't. Don't fall asleep at the wheel, Fred. It's not
safe. Especially because you've got to drive home, Fred.
Yeah. I managed it last time I was up all night. Which is when we did the election.
Was up all night. That's how I drove all night, isn't it?
Yeah.
To get close to you. I drove all night.
Crept in your room.
That one. Yeah, the really creepy stalkery one.
Yeah. Alright, so we are less than 2 minutes away from the next hour thing. So we'll get that done. And then...
We'll say bye to Fred.
Yeah.
Ow.
I've got to say my catchphrase for when I leave.
Yes.
Which is?
Well, I'm not saying it yet. That's why I'm not saying it.
Say thank you to your friend for letting us borrow Cards Against Humanity.
Yes.
Because we had a smashing time. Just needed more black cards, that was all.
Yeah, so we don't know what exactly is going on in the next few hours now, do we?
You'll find out the same time as us.
We have 2 minutes more of swearing, so...
No.
No.
Actually, only 1 minute, 5 seconds.
You want to get it all out of your system?
No, I'm good, actually.
Yeah, I'm fine.
No, I feel good.
I did a bit of swearing, and it was fun, and we got to talk about topics that we definitely can't talk about any other time, so that was fun. Yeah. It was more a release than an actual necessity to swear.
Yeah.
It was nice.
In a bit, we're going to have to do a...
I feel I should say this, but...
Do it.
Oh, fuck it.
Oh, there you go.
Indeed.
There you go.
Yay.
Fine. It's okay. I was checking the time.
You're going to be a massive bastard.
Yes. So, less than 30 seconds. If you've been listening with us... Listening to us... And sticking with us all night, then thank you.
You're mental, but thanks. And let us know.
But now it is time to do this.
SoundGorillas.co.uk.
SoundGorillas Big Podcast. A 30-hour.